Hey, you guys, thanks for stopping by Ms. Gossip TV, Life After Lockup podcast. Okay, because here you will find anything controversial, anything reality TV, things like Real Housewives of Atlanta, Portia's reality show, whatever it is, Life After Lockup, tea, this, that, and other. But today, I bring you the Tasha K drama. If you have been under a rock, I'm sorry. You missed this whole ordeal with Tasha K and Cardi B because, yeah, she has been sued for $3.8 million, Tasha K, because Tasha K won't shut the fuck up. I get it. She puts out entertainment. She puts out tea. But she has no filter at times. Miss Tasha K says things just because someone told her instead of digging, trying to get the facts. I have been watching Tasha K on her platform for a couple of years now. I unsubscribed at one time when she was beefing with Lovely T, another YouTuber. And I just unsubscribed because it was just so petty and messy. But today I bring you Tasha K's confession, right? Well, not confession. Tasha K opening up about what happened with court, after court. This is after the trial. This is after the verdict and everything. And the killing part is that I watched Tasha earlier today. I have a little bit of heartburn. I'm sorry. I watched Tasha a little bit earlier today. And she had a special guest, Ark Barvey. She's a hip-hop artist. She's been on Love & Hip Hop. Anyway, the advice that she was giving that young lady, which she needed, but it's like, Tasha, I mean, you really can't give too much advice because how you moving in these streets is just not cool. But I'm going to play you guys this audio of Tasha, and then I'm going to come back, and then I'm going to play you another audio of Tasha like 5 years ago before her YouTube fame got to her head. And she discussed how she met her husband. All right, guys. So check this out. It's going to be a slight pause because she did not start off talking.
All right. These last 4 years fighting this conspiracy case have been extremely challenging, and yet I wouldn't change a single thing about any of it. I've learned so much. Every moment was incredibly powerful and insightful. The verdict handed down on Monday was no shock to myself, my husband, or my legal team. We are prepared, and we were prepared for this challenge from the beginning. Prepare for the worst, as we said. We called bluff against a machine that wanted to bully me for not wavering from my personal beliefs. A machine that has corporate interests to protect prostitution, drug use, promiscuity, and to glorify the violence that wreaks havoc on our society and in our neighborhoods. And to glorify its soul to our children as the it factor. This machine, this thing, secured an extremely prejudicial verdict against myself and my company solely off of sympathy and payola, asking me to redact the real reason as to why I was reporting on the issues at hand, and succeeded in making me out to be an angry and malicious woman. This is a real business. I am a wife of 17 years, a mother to a beautiful 15-year-old girl who's an honor student, and a 2-year-old son. My platform creates news and sheds light on the issues going on in our society. My First Amendment right poses a threat to the machine's sole intention to mislead the public with caricatures built on violence, selling sex, and images of a denounced stereotype. Look at Chicago and LA and various other cities that can't even sit in their own living room and braid their kids' hair without worrying about bullets flying through and killing their children. My First Amendment right was painted to the public and courts as a bully, vile, and malicious towards a machine that glorifies a lifestyle meant to serve as modern-day genocide on our people. A machine that clearly influences our children on how to kill, sell their bodies, and more. You can't bully someone or something that takes pride in painting our children and teaching our children to be degenerates. And if you are a public figure that pushes this image and this lifestyle for likes and views and a way to make money in our society, then I and we have the duty to exercise our First Amendment right as traditional media and new age digital media analysts to say, no, this ain't it. This is not defamation or invasion of privacy when these machines have pushed this lifestyle on us for profit. This ain't about $4 million. This machine never wanted my money. They wanted to shut down my company in order to protect their assets that glorify this reckless and dangerous lifestyle pushed on us and our children. It was about someone demanding that I respect and give respect to something that has never earned my respect. This is about changing the trajectory of how things have been done in Hollywood for over a century. There are no more gatekeepers, no more red tape, no more waiting to be picked and told what you have to do. If we simply believe in ourselves and our God-given right to live our lives purposeful and don't allow our gifts to die with us, we all hold the key to change.
What does it feel like to sell your car to Carvana?
Okay. She is totally trying to turn this into an Illuminati conspiracy against her company, when the truth is she started this herself. You know, she started to gossip and talk about Cardi on her platform, and the lady still is talking about Cardi as of today. She has a video up talking, she mentions Cardi with her guests. So she is obsessed with Cardi B, bottom line. But we are going to get back to a little bit more of what Tasha's talking about, because she rambles on for a whole 12 minutes. And I am not going to waste you guys' time listening to her babble on for 12 minutes. All right, you guys. So we're going to get back to this.
What does it feel?
All right. Sorry about that. Let's let this commercial play through, and then we will continue.
Such as myself and traditional media, we exercise our First Amendment right to publish our opinions and facts concerning these caricatures of stereotypes pushed in our homes and into our society, and we are just supposed to accept it because there's money on the table? No. Absolutely not. This case was meant to drain me financially
No.
And it did not.
It was meant to teach you a lesson.
And send a message to anyone who thinks they have the right to challenge a machine that protects their corporate interests.
She is tripping.
We knew this case. We knew why this case didn't go our way. Our First Amendment right was intentionally hindered from the moment the case was filed. My company and I have built a platform that has been stamped over and over by traditional media and, most importantly, my viewers. You all. I have broken hundreds of stories on this platform from the moment I started recording videos in my guest bedroom back in 2015 while working at Seasons 52 as a server. I know y'all maybe think this is over, but no. This is just the beginning. I will spend as many years as I can to protect our right to voice our opinions and facts on these images that are sold and pushed on us. The appeal process has already started, and we intend to expose every conspiracy against me, my company, and my family. I would...
Guess what? She's going to be wasting a whole lot of money, and I doubt that she is going to do anything that she's saying she's going to do. She may appeal, but that's about it. And I am not going to continue with this video, which has about 6 more minutes. If you want to check it out on YouTube, but I am not going to give it any more time. Tasha just needs to change some of her ways. Tasha doesn't have to be Tasha the way Tasha's been Tasha. She can be a softer version of herself because I do think she is entertaining. All right. All right, you guys, thank you for listening to my podcast. All right, please donate, subscribe, all that good stuff. Bye.